Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We have been asking guests all week. Albert Breer, Charles Davis. I've forgotten every other football guest we had up until this moment.
I just did too. I'm like, who else did we? Ross Tucker.
Ross Tucker, yeah.
Yeah, Ross Tucker. Yeah.
Who else did we talk to?
Mike Mayock. Yeah, now we got it. It's all coming back now, baby.
Sports.
This show's never recovered from Jelly Roll.
Such a line.
But... you mother bleeper. But we asked all of them, what would the Browns record be if Pat Mahomes changed nothing else, but you take Pat Mahomes off the Chiefs and put them to the Browns? And here's what each guest had to say.
So they're 3-10 right now. I think they would be 10-3. I think he makes that much of a difference.
Significantly different. At the end of the day, what's important in the NFL for winning consistently, it's do you have a franchise quarterback?
I know one thing. You're going to probably be in the playoffs. Whatever that takes. Let's take 9 wins this year, 10 maybe. You're going to be in the playoffs. There's no doubt.
I think if Mahomes is the Browns quarterback, I would say 12-5. I mean, is the Browns roster outside of quarterback that much worse than the Chiefs?
I think you win 3 more games.
I don't want to all of a sudden go, oh, well, they're 10-3. Well, I think that's a lot to ask.
You also heard Herm Edwards in there just to get all five out there. We finally got it all together.
What a range there that was, Nick.
Yeah. Well, okay, but none of those are atrocious, right?
Well, the one that said you win just 3 more games, the very last one there.
So that gets you to 6-7?
Yeah, that's abysmal.
So is that the Joe Burrow thing? I think he was starting the conversation at 3 wins.
It's a hypothetical that always throws people off. So they say something in the very instant reaction of it all. But what's interesting is that Mahomes has never won fewer than double-digit games in his entire career. Would this be the team? Have the Chiefs failed to put a team that is worse than this one out there at any point in Mahomes' career?
I mean, you could say that second Super Bowl team.
That's the one I would lean to.
You had subtracted Tyrann Mathieu. You had subtracted Frank Clark, the Cleveland product.
They were legitimately one of the worst defenses to ever win a Super Bowl.
But you did just rebuild the O-line. There were a couple other plays that they had offensively that made sense.
You still do have Chris Jones.
Which is, in this case, maybe your Myles Garrett as the comp. I don't think that first Chiefs team, that rebuilding team, Trent McDuffie was nice as a rookie. He wasn't Denzel. Like, Denzel Ward is a better corner now and has been than Trent was then. Trent might be on the level now because he's 3 years in. But no, I mean, I will be honest. When we first had this, my immediate response was, it's Mahomes and he's the only quarterback that I trust, that it doesn't matter what you have, he's going to win. But
You thought about Joe Burrow.
I just keep thinking about Joe Burrow.
And you think about Andrew Luck, and you think about Carson Palmer, and you think about, like, there are quarterbacks that are just... It doesn't matter what teams around them. It's not the end all be all. But the sport is so run by if you have the quarterback, you will have success.
But like to me, like all due respect to Carson, who was a really really good quarterback. All due respect to Andrew. The idea was Andrew is a Hall of Fame quarterback. I think in hindsight, Andrew never got there.
Well, I think about Matthew Stafford in the Lions years, right?
Yeah. Okay, that's another good, but like, I think
Matthew Stafford with the Rams did, and he got there, and he got there right away. With the Lions, they were so bad, and even though he had Calvin Johnson, they were so bad, he didn't win a playoff game for a decade.
But this is like, to me, this is Tom Brady or Peyton Manning. Like, that's the era we're talking about here.
Yeah.
So that's what's shocking to me about the Burrow thing, and that's where the kernel of doubt is. You know, I, as much as anybody wants to jam me up for this, I don't think we're at the point where you just roll a team out there and they've won enough to have the culture. To have the culture take over. That's what Kansas City's doing. They're winning because it's just an instinctive thing. We're not there yet.
Well, and it doesn't really matter what problems they come into. He always finds a way is the difference here. They're on like their fourth left tackle, Nick. I mean, they were signing people
and
off the street.
And it's DJ Humphries, who I believe is coming off a massive injury, too.
I mean, it's in as worse shape as... I mean, it's about equal to what our left tackle situation has been this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because Humphries at this point is he's Jermaine Ifedi at this point. He just is. But, like, they've been through that many different guys on the left side of the line. Mahomes has been sacked more than he's ever been sacked, right? Especially through this part of the season. I think last year he was sacked, like, 17 times. He's in the mid-30s already this year with sacks, Nick. Like, there are flaws in this team. He can't overcome everything. But I think 8 or 9 is the right number. I still think he would find this team, if not in the playoffs,
to be 8-3 or 9-2.
No. I'm sorry. I'm talking end of season. I'm talking like 17 games, end of season. I think you still win 8 or 9 games. I think it'd be about a coin flip whether he's in the postseason or not. And that is me acknowledging that the flaws of the Browns go deeper than just the quarterback spot.
I think here's the problem. He took a team that they went to one AFC championship game. With Andy Reid, with Alex Smith, right? And it was the year before they moved on to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And, oh, no, I'm actually wrong on that.
They were winning 10 games a year with Alex Smith.
Yeah, I'm actually wrong on that, by the way. They'd been to the wild card round, divisional round, but never had been to the AFC title game until Mahomes took over.
Oh, I thought you said playoffs.
So that's their floor. So since 2018, their floor with Mahomes is 2018 is the AFC title game. That's not the floor with Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
But Alex Smith at the end had a much different team than what Mahomes has right now.
I mean, he had Kelsey, he had Kareem Hunt. Like he did, like so. But
had Tyreek Hill.
But I think that's my point. I think I think Mahomes is just a damn unicorn. Like the guy has been a starter since 2018, and the floor for every team he's had is the AFC title game. There's no comparing that. Like, yeah, Joe Burrow's been to the Super Bowl. Yeah, Joe's been to an AFC title game.
Right, but would he take this Browns team to the AFC title game?
I mean, I have to think so. I have to think he's Superman.
As bad as that defense was that he took to the Super Bowl a couple years ago, it was just a little tick below league average is what it finished out from a scoring defense perspective. Ours is worse than that.
I just think, though, I can't let my Browns cynicism... Right, I would imagine that unicorn, that winningness, whatever Mahomes has in him that is obvious and evident, I'd have to imagine it would wear off on the rest of this team. If I'm to believe that Deshaun was such an issue and why they started, why this thing is such a disaster, you never got righted from there. If I'm to believe that, then if Mahomes was here from Jump Street.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I mean, could the defense have been better? Could he have overcome the offensive line issues early in the year and kept you buoyant until, I don't know, that first Baltimore right, game, and then you take off?
Now our hypothetical is taking on a whole new hypothetical.
Well, but
there are a lot of things that get cured up when you enter this. I think it was Ross that said this. I'm getting all our guests confused now. But it was like the idea that entering a game and just knowing you have Mahomes does matter a lot in this equation.
So, and I think that having that, the more you go with him, the more it matters. But like with Burrow, I can say first year, they were a team that got the number 5 pick with Joe Burrow. And yes, then they went to the Super Bowl, then they went to the AFC title game, and then they haven't been back and sniffed it since. Even with Joe last year, they were a 500 team when he got hurt.
Right. So I mean, they won 9 games, but he was out after week 5 on.
So like I'm struggling here. Like I think it's even if you put Joe Burrow on this team, I think they're maybe a 500 team.
But you see, the problem is we're trying to encapsulate what makes Mahomes special, and the problem is that no one's been able to bottle that up.
Yeah, well, because he's one of one.
He's inexplainable.
Yeah, I think it is the Tom Brady thing of like, oh, you've never had a losing season. Oh, it's just because you epitomize winning. 216-474-0092. Let's go with Michael in Cleveland. Michael, you got about 45 seconds, buddy. What you got for us?
All right, I'll make it quick. One, I think he would be 8-9 or 9-8 because I think the division that we play in is much harder than the division he plays in. Okay? And the second thing
is... That's a good
point. And another thing I would like to say is that with the Browns, you know, I think that the way that they run the team is different. We keep players a little bit longer than we should, and I think that's an example for our offensive line. You know, we keep on saying that we were like, you know, one of the top 5 lines. When we came in the season knowing that we had issues and some of these guys are getting old, and now we're talking about rebuilding 1 year later after we say that we have one of the best lines. So having a quarterback, you know, like Mahomes would be great, but there's a lot of other things. I think he's in a great division to go the way that he's been going for so many years. The Raiders are still bad. The Chargers are not that great. You know, put him in our division, and let's see how many titles he would have really won.
Michael, are you calling from the ICU?
Oh.
No, I mean, I understand what you're saying because...
No. It sounds like there's a heart monitor in the back. Your takes are salient. I'm just making sure you're physically okay.
I'm driving.
Okay.
The thing is that, you know, you look at it through the eyes of him being on the Chiefs, but you put him in the Browns or Cincinnati, okay, with 2 awesome receivers. But you still got to look at the other holes that we have. And then who are they playing? He's not playing the Steelers twice. He's not playing the teams in our division twice. He's playing the Raiders twice. He's playing teams that, you know, barely can make the playoffs, and we can have 2 or 3 at any year.
All right, Michael, so, we got to run, buddy. I wish you best of health and safe driving out there, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. 216-474-0092. The only thing is the AFC West is better than the AFC North this year. They've got 3 8-win-plus teams. You've got,
this year,
you got
but
two.
I think the difference there, though, is that winning in the AFC North is winning in a particular way.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good point. But the question here is, how many more games would the Browns have won this year if Pat Mahomes was your quarterback? Change nothing else, just Mahomes. More on that next on 92.3 The Fan.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.